Hi there, I am Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. Today, I am talking to Megan Lucky and Kara Kopfel about their business, Serious Lip Balm. Thank you to all for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. This is amazing.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so let's jump right in. How about you all introduce yourselves a little so we can get to know you a bit more?
Hi, I'm Megan Lucky. I am co-owner of Serious Lip Balm, owner of Lula the Bulldog.
Who is our customer service representative, if anybody needs to know.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, and I'm Kara Kopfel, and I am one of the co-owners as well. So that's us. Yeah. Lucky is born and bred Springfield area, and I am from the East Coast.
So how did you all meet?
Kara was actually my professor when I was in college. She was my art professor and in charge of the whole art department, and I started taking some art classes, and we were a similar age. I went back to college later in life, and we just really hit it off.
Yeah, it was a natural thing. Like, we kind of saw something in each other where, like, you don't normally as a professor be like, oh, I could be friends with that person, but like fairly quickly we were like, oh, you like to put weird stuff in your sketchbook. I like to put weird stuff in my sketchbook.
Yep.
In a roundabout way, led to the entire business.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you got an A in that class. No, I'm kidding.
No joke. She was, and I will still maintain this, she was one of the best students I ever had. And yay, high five for those listening.
Oh, that's awesome.
You were.
Oh, I feel so good about myself.
You should. She was amazing. And so, yeah, it was a cool, cool experience.
So what kind of inspired you all to start this business?
So actually, we didn't really intend to start a business. That was kind of happened. What happened was that Lucky was in my class and we found out that we were both really interested in like materials and learning how to do things. And I had a son right sort of in the middle of all that. And I needed to make some cool gifts for the daycare teachers because the daycare teachers at his daycare center spent so much time with him and they were such amazing humans. So the first year he was around, we made some scarves and she helped me make some scarves. And then the next year I was actually coming back from a sculpture show in Pennsylvania that I was exhibiting in. And I thought, you know what, I bet I could make some lip balm. And that's sort of how it started. And I ordered the materials, and the day that it came, I remember her telling me that she had made lotions before. And so I said, do you want to come help? And she was like, 100%, I'll be right there. And so she came over, and that's sort of how this kind of crazy ride began.
With a text message,
because I was afraid to open the materials and screw it all up. So, you know, when you need like, you know, when you just need a buddy there to be like, hey, no, just open it up. Like, you're going to be fine.
Which is why I think I FaceTimed you the first time I used my Instant Pot.
Because you were afraid you were going to blow up your kitchen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We're just kind of pretty good, like moral support for each other. So there's a lot of that that goes on, you know? So that's how it started. And then next thing we knew, we made some crappy lip balm. And
they were not good.
They were awful. And so we started over, and then we started over again. And then it was pretty good. And the rest is kind of a Facebook social media history.
So what's the process that you all go through to make these products? Like, what type of materials do you use? How do you make it? I'm really interested in that.
So it's all raw ingredients. The lip balms themselves only have 5 ingredients, 6 if you count a little bit of love, which is actually on the label. So it's
important.
Raw shea butter, lanolin, little beeswax pellets, sweet almond oil,
vitamin E
oil, and that's it. And we just figured out after trial and error and throwing stuff away what ratio we wanted, what we wanted from a lip balm. We wanted, when we set out, we're like, okay, if this is going to be a thing and it's turning into a thing, we want to make something that's not already out there. Like, why are we recreating something? So we want to make it our own. And then one of the ways we really tapped into that was by adding all these crazy scents. Like, we have whiskey and biscuits and gravy and buttered popcorn and all the weird stuff.
So it's really basic and it works really well and it's really effective, but it's also a little crazy. And that's kind of who we are as people. So we're real effective, and we
work really well.
Work really well, and we're good at what we do, but we've also got a little bit of a quirkiness, and that's really reflected in the product.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when it comes to like the other products or new scents and things like that, a lot of it has to do with listening to the people that actually buy it and use it besides us. I mean, we've said it a million times, like we're just like the people that like resurrected Lego back in the 80s when it was dying. Like they were like, hey, 99.9% of the smartest people in the world do not work for us. And we are not the smartest people in the world, but we have some of the most amazing customers in the world, and they are really good at contacting us and being like, hey, we have a new idea for a bundle. What about this? Or here's a new scent idea, or I could really use something for my dog's paws and stuff like that. And we run with it. And that's been some of our best products.
100%.
What would you say is the most popular scent? You have so many fun ones.
Oh boy.
So like the top five would be Key Lime Pie.
Which is annoyingly designed by her son.
Who's overly confident about the fact that he designed the key lime pie. I love you, Gaby baby. I love you.
Keep in mind, he is 18. He is.
Key lime pie, snickerdoodle, Merlot.
It really depends on the season.
It does.
Like during the summer, people want to have like something tropical and something a little bit like beachy. And then in the wintertime, people want something that's warm and comforting. So like salted caramel or mint hot chocolate. Let's be honest, the ones that we make that smell like alcohol, they're usually popular all the time. Like the Merlot ones and the whiskey ones. Rum and Coke and Fireball and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Very popular.
What was it like expanding from lip care to what I would say body care?
Scary.
Slightly petrifying.
A little bit nerve-wracking.
And a long time coming.
Yes. So like we said with the lip balms, we wanted to make sure we were doing something that wasn't already out there. So like we bought a lot of lotions and we tried a bunch of lip scrubs and we wanted to figure out what we wanted from it and what our customers wanted from it. And the whipped lotion, it was the hardest product we've ever created. It took the longest amount of time, the most frustration.
Because it just didn't end up the way that we wanted it to end up. So there was all these different permutations of it. And at the time I was working at a college, and I think I probably had the most moisturized students on the face of the planet, because we are not a wasteful folk.
For show.
So like if something comes up and we're like, we want to know how it works, we want to see if people actually are going to use it, if they're going to enjoy it, we would take it to them, or we would take it to coworkers of Lucky's, or we would take it upstairs to these awesome people that we work with at Elm City and be like, hey, can you try this out? And we would get that feedback. But it should be noted though, that like, it took us a long time to move out of lip balm exclusively, because we didn't want to make a like sort of substandard product just because we felt like we had to branch out. Like we wanted to get real good at lip balm first. And so we ran with the lip balm for a really long time. And even now, like I love releasing new products, and this amazing business partner of mine doesn't let me do that very often because I get real excited. And so she has to kind of rein me in. So that works pretty well because we test things out very well now.
So how do you all balance, you know, working in business? I keep hearing you saying, you know, coworkers, or, you know, you're teaching college. So how do you balance all that?
So I'm a full-time freelance sign language interpreter, full-time on the side. And it is rough. Like, and I'm a mother and I have a dog that's incredibly needy. And you just figure out, like, I can only work this many days in a row before I'm gonna cry. And you just learn over the years. We're 6 years in now, and I think we've started to perfect that balance of, okay, work, personal. You know, this time of year, usually when it's not apocalyptic outside, we are gone every weekend because we do vendor show after vendor show after vendor show. This is our time to shine. Everyone's lips are chapped right now, and everyone's buying Christmas gifts. So this year has been a little bit weird in that we are home. I keep looking at my suitcase going,
I used you once upon a time.
I remember you.
Yeah. God, fondly. You were fun.
but it is, it's, and it's also super important. I have an 18-year-old son. Kara has a 7-year-old son, and it's really awesome to be able to show them that not only women can do it, but humans without a business-based background can do it. People that just want to do good but don't really know what they're doing can do it and be successful. So that kind of helps me.
100%. I absolutely agree with her. I mean, I am not teaching full time right now. I'm going to be going back to at least some part-time teaching in the spring. I think, honestly, the fact that we have jobs and we have other commitments is kind of really helpful too, because
it's given us the ability to take our time with the products instead of having this bottom line that we have to meet and this gross amount that we have to bring in every month. Like, we don't depend on this business solely for our income. So we can play around and we can take risks and we can do silly stuff that might cost us money, but get us better outcomes.
Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do anything that we do if it weren't for our friends and families. And if it weren't for, like, I don't know if you know that we work with Elm City Rehabilitation Center. It's a rehabilitation center for people who have any sort of physical, mental, or emotional setbacks. Makes it hard for them to get, like, employment out in the community. So it gives them, like, employment and life skills classes and things like that. And they do a lot of our, like, labeling and capping and things like that. And we wouldn't be anywhere if it weren't for them. Mm-hmm. And then through them, we have a space to be able to work and store things. And it's just been absolutely a necessity. There's no way we could do this without them.
So how did that relationship get started? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I don't even know. It's one of those stories that's so, we've told it so many times now that I don't really know specifically how it happened.
Yeah, we were giving a presentation at a Rotary or a organization like that. Mm-hmm. And we, at that time, we're still making everything 100% in mostly Kara's kitchen. And a fella named Mark Gillespie came up to us after the talk and was like, if you guys are ready to move on, like, you can talk to us at Elm City here in Jacksonville and we'll figure something out. And we're like, whew, that seems real frightening. Like, hold up. We have a microwave, buddy.
You mean to tell me before I make 1,000 lip balms in my kitchen, I'm not going to have to uncap all of those tubes by myself? That sounds amazing. Sign me up. Yeah.
And so we went and spoke to them and made sure everything was beneficial for everyone involved. And, like, holy cow, they have been so amazing to us, like, beyond what we could imagine. We have an entire space here, which you can see. We have a kitchen facility. It's really nice that it's not, you know, we're not making spaghetti in the same place where we're making lip balms, you know, like, it's been a gift.
It's so beneficial. And the fact that, like, it's allowed us to grow. Because we made 30,000 lip balms in my kitchen in 10 months before we started here. And that was huge because we didn't have any storage space. Like, my laundry room was the lip balm room and we couldn't order larger quantities of stuff. Like, we were stuck ordering like 7 pounds of one of our materials rather than a 55 pound box because I didn't have room for a 55 pound box, you know? So it's really allowed us to grow. It's provided us the support. We also ship all of our products out from here. So that means we have
friendships.
Oh my gosh. Uncle Mike is the vice president who's basically in charge of us here. And sometimes we call him Captain Mike if he's done a really good job with something, but we don't also like to let his head get too big because he'll just shower us with dad jokes for like an hour and we can't handle it and we have to leave.
Nor is he related to anyone.
Oh yeah, he's not related to us either. We just call him Uncle Mike. But yeah, it's just been, it's been unreal.
Why do you think having relationships like this and kind of what I would say a community service is so important to you all?
Because it's people before profit.
Always.
Like, it doesn't matter how much we put in the bank. We're the sort of folk that are not going to be able to put our head down at night if we're not helping those around us. You know, it's not about us. It's not about lip balm. It's about everything that gets us there and helps other people.
It's unreal the amount of support that we've had. And we wouldn't have been able to do this business at all without the people that are around us and without the community that supported us like crazy.
And what is interesting is, like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but it started out like we would just give our friends pizza to come help us make lip balms. But that community of our friends has grown into,
oh my gosh, college students that we give internships to and people that we know who are, you know, the label representatives from 3 label companies ago who still send us messages of encouragement. And, you know, when you become part of Serious Lip Balm, it sounds like super hokey, but when you become part of Serious Lip Balm, like, your serious lip balm for life. Like, we like there are messenger groups on Facebook that are interns from 3 years ago that we are still in touch with on a daily basis, and that, you know, we threaten about upcoming weddings and children being named after us.
And
like
they got us through quarantine.
Oh my God. No joke. Cause that really toasted our fritters for quite a while. And if it weren't for those people and the support, like, yeah. And we love to roll that out into other things too. We've done fundraisers for everything from bookmobiles in Jacksonville to honor Land of Lincoln Honor Flight, to Compass for Kids, to help kids with school supplies, to teacher organizations. Like, if we don't support the people that support us, like, that's how the world has to be in order to expand and to become more beautiful. You know, you have to be there for each other.
And then can you go more into detail about maybe how COVID-19 has affected what you all have been able to do this year?
I mean, we've been crying a lot.
My love language is physical touch, and I cannot. Huggers are hurting right now.
I have to hug her more than I've ever had to hug her in the past, because this one needs it. Like, 8 to survive, 12 to thrive. Hugs a day. This one doesn't get enough. So we need to make sure that we're together more.
And then as far as the business,
I mean, push all.
Luckily, this year we had decided in the beginning of the year we wanted to focus more on wholesale accounts and building our wholesale base. Good thing we decided that, because the world
because the world also was like, well, pa-ting, yeah. Good job. So we're sorry.
Retail sales for us are horribly low, in that we're not going to vendor shows and selling 1-3 lip balms to one person. We're doing wholesale marketing and getting people out there. We've been, you know, trying to support the people that support us and, you know, spreading the word, but
it was really kind of humbling. You know, yeah. You had to sort of take a moment in like March when everything was coming apart so quickly. Like, I don't know. It seems like this year has been the longest year of anyone's existence. And if you can think back to them, like how quickly everything fell apart. Like, we were here one day with a team of 10 people cleaning this joint and organizing
it. The calendar still says March.
The calendar still says March on the wall. And we were here and we were excited and we were looking forward to all these shows that were coming up and places that we'd never been before. And then the next day we were shut down. Yeah. Like, the next day we were kicked out of our factory. We were kicked out for months.
Yeah.
And we couldn't come back in. Like, it was like a little time capsule when we finally came back in. Like, there was still my pen in the same place, you know? And kind of had to come to a conclusion pretty quickly of like, what are we going to do with this? Are we going to sit here and lick our wounds? Are we going to claim that COVID was the downfall of this company and just fold right now? Or are we going to do what we do best, which is try to find a bright side and try to find a lesson in it? And that's what we did. And so we sort of shifted all of the time that we would have spent on shows towards a big fundraiser for the healthcare workers. And we ended up donating like 3,000 lip balms all over the country to hospitals, you know? And we took what we normally would do in sales and we made coloring book pages for parents to print out for their kids for coloring book prizes and contests. And we just sort of started making even goofier videos because we were like, well, if we can't laugh about it and if we can't be honest about how much we're all struggling, well, then who are we as people, you know?
And we spent time away from each other.
We did. We got real isolated on our own and we did a whole lot of communicating over Zoom and Facebook and FaceTime, and we just kind of did what we had to do. And it's been an interesting lesson. I mean, I don't want to still be learning it, even though we are, but I think we're going to come out on the other side even stronger. I think all of us are, you know. It's been a heck of a year.
That's awesome. It sounds like you all really took the opportunity to do some great things. So shifting the subject a little bit, this may be a little controversial for some, but I am wondering how your products get your names. For our listeners that haven't looked at the site yet, there are some products that have some really wild names for some, and I think it's so cool though. So I'm wondering, how do you all come up with the names of the products? What's the process?
Oh, do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so we originally were just making lip balms. We had three different scents of lip balms and that was it. We eventually expanded to probably, we got to about 30 or 40 different scents until we realized that we could actually fit these things together, like into little bundles, you know, because until then we were just selling single lip balms. And we thought, well, this would be a great gift if you put these things into some little baggies and you slap a little tag on it. And then because we are who we are, we decided that they should be kind of funky. And you had a dream.
I had a dream.
Where we were riding on the idea and we were laughing a lot about the idea of the basic bee. Okay. So your listeners, as lovely and cultured as they are, can look that up if they don't know what we're talking about. The basic bee being like your stereotypical, like 20 something who wears UGG boots and who drinks the pumpkin spice lattes and this and that. And so we decided that we could actually, it came to her in a dream that we should put these together like thematically. So we had, next thing you know, we had the basic bee, which is now pumpkin spice, margarita, and vanilla bean. Because you're vanilla and you like some Marg Tuesdays and you want your PSL, right? So then we also had like fruity bundles. And then eventually we came up with a basic bro, which was bacon, pizza, and buttered popcorn.
And then we got the whiny bee.
The whiny bee.
Three different wine scents. And then when you know a whiny bee, you also know a salty bee.
And if you know a salty bee, you know one hot bee. And you also know a rich bee. Lots of bees. We've got all the bees for your bees.
Yeah, and they're not actually bees. There's a whole word.
There's a whole word there that we're not going to say. But you can, yeah. So that's really where that came from. Yeah. And then that just sort of expanded.
And we did have a moment like, oh, crap. Ooh. We are throwing this word around. Like, okay. But you know what? We have never had any pushback.
And when we've had a little pushback. Like people will come into our booth if we're at a vendor fair and they'll say things like, yo, you know, your mouth, you guys have some language problems and stuff like that. And we'll just sort of explain exactly where it comes from. Like, oh, well, this is a joke and this is who we are. And if you don't like it, you can keep walking.
Or buy a fruity bundle.
Or buy a fruity bundle and call it a day. And honestly, from being ourselves and being genuine about the product and how good it is and why we do what we do, we've made way more friends than I ever could have imagined.
Yeah. And we're just trying to be authentic. We use those words. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
We are who we are. We are who we are.
And there's a lot of people out there like this.
A lot. And they like to know that they can be themselves and not take themselves too seriously. Because life's too short, man. COVID, you know, this has proven it.
So I guess one of the last questions I'll ask is, what's next for you all? What's the next big thing you want to do?
World lip balm domination.
How's that for a sound clip? And honestly, we've been saying that for years and years and years, and like we don't have anything stopping us. And I mean, the world and whatever can throw whatever it wants at us right now, and we just keep trucking along and taking people along for the good ride. And you know, and that's what we want. We just want to keep doing what we're doing and helping people and continue to grow and
show the little
people.
Girls out there that glass ceiling has recently been broken and we're not
hello
gonna, I mean take our ladders straight up to the top.
Wear your shoes, girls, there's glass on the floor, you know. I mean, that's really what it's about right now, is just showing people how good it can be.
And I mean, logistically, we have some products that are coming up that are coming our way. And we are working on getting certified as a woman-owned business and, you know, those sort of things. But it doesn't stop there. It's so much beyond that.
And how can people stay up to date with you all and find your products?
Facebook, man. That Facebook page.
The faces book. We're on Facebook at seriouslipbalm.com. We also have an Instagram account for Serious Lip Balm. But you can always find us on seriouslipbalm.com. So that is the best way to find us. You can find a list of locations where they have our products, a lot of local places, a lot of places all over the country.
A list of the scents.
A list of the scents that's constantly changing and evolving, and links to the stores and you name it, like our online store and other online stores. So yeah, we're pretty easy to find. We're pretty loud.
And is there anything else you all would like to add today?
I think I would just thank everybody for being awesome and for sticking together during this crazy time in our community and all over the country. I mean, this has been a hard year for everybody. And the more kindness you see and the more support you see from person to person and business to business is just amazing.